Some Planned Parenthood affiliates have stopped accepting Medicaid. By Catherine Hamilton on July 11, 2025. Some Planned Parenthood affiliates have begun rejecting Medicaid in response to Republicans' budget reconciliation bill stripping the organization of federal taxpayer dollars. Planned Parenthood locations in Colorado and Washington, D.C. posted notices this week telling patients that Medicaid coverage is no longer accepted at those clinics, The Hill reported on Friday. With the passage of the reconciliation bill into law on July 4, 2025, Planned Parenthood health centers, including Planned Parenthood of Metropolitan Washington, D.C., PPMW, can no longer accept Medicaid coverage for care, the D.C. location reportedly announced. This defund provision is a cruel, harmful, and inhumane law that will strip health care from thousands of people in the D.C. metropolitan region and millions across the country, the organization added. An affiliate in Colorado released a similar announcement. Related, exclusive, Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso says time to rein in rogue judges after Obama appointee blocks defunding Planned Parenthood. The announcement came after a district judge appointed by former President Barack Obama used her power on Monday to block Congress's effort to defund abortion organizations. U.S. District Judge Indira Tolwani swiftly issued a temporary restraining order on the same day Planned Parenthood filed its lawsuit, blocking Congress's provision defunding Planned Parenthood through Medicaid for 14 days. In the aftermath of the ruling, affiliates have responded in different ways, some resuming Medicaid services, while others remain cautious amid ongoing legal uncertainty, the report notes. In contrast, Planned Parenthood of Florida announced it would resume scheduling Medicaid patients after the judge's order, according to the report. Over the weekend, we had to cancel appointments for patients that used Medicaid coverage to receive care at our health centers, which was an incredibly painful and stressful process for the patients and the staff, said Michelle Quesada, Vice President of Communications for the Florida affiliate. It's a rapidly changing situation. Planned Parenthood has claimed that having its Medicaid funding cut off has put 200 of its clinics at risk of closure. Defunding abortion providers through the reconciliation process allowed the Senate to bypass the critical 60-vote threshold for a simple majority vote, instead capitalizing on Republicans' overall trifecta. While federal funding for abortions is barred by the Hyde Amendment, except in cases of rape, incest, or life of the mother, pro-life opponents argue no federal funds should be used to prop up any organization that performs abortions. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.